Ross, what's your first take on that tonight?
That wasn't good. Obviously, we're disappointed. Really, even though we've been 0-8, we've been pretty pleased with our overall desire and competitiveness, even though we've had moments and quarters. But the second quarter in particular was disappointing. But I thought we regrouped. I thought we were really reactive, not joining in around the ball, just spectating a fair bit. And I thought they dominated the clearances. And as always, not as well as always at the minute, the ball use out of D50, I think, was horrendous in the second quarter. And they scored heavily from our mistakes in the back 50, kick-ins. Started with that controversial one, I suppose, the one off the ground spur. But then there was a lot of things we had in our control. So, yeah, it's a continuing trend that we can't seem to get on top of for whatever reason, but we need to work through that. And the clearance work was really poor. So they were really... You look at the entries and they're all about the same off possession and subjects, but it's about effectiveness, really, and composure with the ball. And I thought their elite mids, really, Martin, Deledio, Cochin, and their wingers had some good impact, Grigg and those sort of guys. I thought it's one and lost in the midfield. I thought they were a lot better than us through there. I think it's pretty simple. The quarter that we were quite good in the third, we really joined in around the ball, hunted the ball pretty well and gave our forwards some opportunities and entries and got ground position, all those things. So when we sort of hit our indicators that have stood up for a long test of time, which is like ground ball and clearance and more kicks in the opposition and more entries and more tackles. And it was a pretty good quarter of football, really, I thought, the third. But that's what we're trying to produce, and at the minute we can't do that.
What did you make of that?
Yeah, look, it's sort of the least of our worries in context, isn't it? So, look, I think it's a simple interpretation. The umpire would have interpreted that there wasn't enough pressure on you to do that, you know. So, and maybe he was right, you know, but in the conditions and all that, but it's neither here nor there, really. Yeah, no. Well, yeah. Well, it depends. Different moments, you might think differently. But yeah, probably at the minute he likes those ones. Well, that's okay.
If it was a similar one, say it actually went for you guys, would you like to see something like that?
It doesn't occupy my thinking. And I think there's more bread and butter stuff that I need to sort of roll my sleeves up and get to work on and fix. So I'll leave the cream to those that can get to the cream at the minute.
Ross, Alex Pearce has been real positive for you this.
Yeah, we're really quite upset at the minute. It doesn't look great. It's a confirmed, I think, fibula, Luke. Hey? Tibia. And so it's broken. It'll obviously be the season. We'll update you with more detail over the next few days as that comes to hand. So just, again, respect his privacy. It's certainly a broken tibia. And it's, really, really upsetting. But, you know, it's sort of... It's sitting in there with the way things are happening at the minute.
He really grown a fair bit over the first couple of months?
They're really hard to find, young, tall defenders and third-year player playing on keys and really holding his own and beating them in a team that's really been struggling, to be truthful, let alone... it's hard enough when you're playing a good team, so... Look, we'll wrap all our support around him. He'll have to work his way through it there. It's not ideal, obviously. But we'll try and keep perspective and he'll bounce back at some point in the future. But it's going to take some time, obviously.
I know you're maybe using injuries as an excuse, but seriously,
Mountain,
do you believe there are many serious injuries?
Yeah, look, I can believe it. A lot of them... it's just... annus horribilis, isn't it? A terrible year, so... look, there's opportunities, you know, young players, Peel, there's some experience down there that Michael Barlow really stood up, Tendo Mazungo, Cam Sutcliffe went back. So, look, out of the wreck, we put Crozier back, he looked good with the ball back there and he looked a bit better. Maney went back, went all right, put Sharon to the wing in the third, he sort of bounced a bit. And Ballantyne's finding his form. Blakely showed bits and pieces, but he was up against quality, so he understands how he's got to build his run and his spread and his reaction time and his skill compared to... I mean, when you think of Deledio, he was picked one in the country, 10-year player. I think Martin was picked two and Cochin was picked one. I could be wrong. Like, there's a fair bit of quality in there that those young guys are coming up against. So What we want is them to understand the challenge and grow with it, and then we'd like to blend back in next year, obviously, and later this year, if we get Fife, Hill, Bunnell into that group with the Sandylands. Hopefully, you know, we can sort of get moving a little bit. But at the minute, they've got to take the challenge on and work through where they're at.
Across the rough combination, John and Zach Clark, how did you see that? Hampson had a pretty good game against them.
I think Hampson had the better of them. I think that's pretty simple. They'd be disappointed with some of their around the ground aerial stuff, I would think. Their positioning and... But we've spoken about that. Yeah, that's disappointing. They need to start grabbing some opportunities, really.
Russ, how close is Stephen Hill to being
picked? Yeah, well, he did all the warm-up and trained. His last kick of the day, he went off and he got ruled out then. So we didn't even name him in the end. But we were confident he was going to play at one point.
And David Mundy seemed to spend more midfield time tonight than in previous weeks. What was he thinking?
Well, at some point you've got to put some experience around the kids. And we knew we were coming up against quality, so... If Hill had played, he might have still stayed down back. So we'll just move him around a little bit, you know. But he looks like he's got a bit of a calf strain, so he's probably unlikely for next week.
So how did you gain back that momentum in the third term? You talked about you thought it was pretty good footy. Did the Dawson incident and 50 minutes, that halt any momentum you think that you had?
No, I wouldn't have thought so. I think we couldn't sustain what we were doing, you know, I think... They lifted a bit, really.
So, Ross, sorry, back on Monday, your calf is...
Yeah, it looks that way, yeah. Yeah, it looks that way.
That's the same injury that's worse than this
at all? I couldn't tell if it's exactly the same.
Ross, the crowd tonight, I know there were factions outside of control of the weather, but it's still more disappointing to get 20,000.
Yeah, I don't know what we average. What do we average? Yeah, look, I'm no genius, but I think you could extrapolate it out that when you're 8-0 or you're winning and you're contending, there's and the weather's fine and brilliant, you're probably going to have your 34. But when you're 0-8, and then it's probably the worst... I've lived in Perth for 4.5 years, and the last 24 hours is probably as bad as I've experienced. So when you're used to the sun and the warmth and a team on top, we've got 0-8 and you... You've got some variables that are contributing to maybe encouraging you to stay home and cosy and watch it on Foxtel or Seven. You'll probably do that. So, but look, I understand it's a commercial business, but this team, this group and this club is built, it's giving... There's plenty of teams that go through this. There's plenty of teams that go through this and build and come again. And clearly that's our aim. That's where we're at. I think that's what we're acknowledging. So... other than that, I'm not sure what you want me to say about that. Are you concerned about it?
No, it was just...
Okay.
It was just...
Obvious as the nose on my face, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he should be.
Are there any other concerns apart from those?
Not that I'm aware of.
Tough night, tough conditions. What did you make of Thomas?
Yeah, I felt him address it earlier. I thought he showed a bit of life, but he's got plenty to learn. Thanks, guys. Oh.